Though the 2014 elections are yet 6 months away, politics was front and center in the news of the last week. Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas, has more in this week's Talk Business and Politics Update.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman had unexpected heart surgery at Mercy Hospital in Rogers on Tuesday. Bozeman, 63, was taken to the hospital after suffering pain in his chest and shoulder. After running several tests, doctors diagnosed Bozeman with an acute aortic dissection, and he was admitted for immediate surgery. Bozeman is recovering positively, according to a statement from his office. The Arkansas Supreme Court's denial of a petition for rehearing in a case brought by Attorney General Dustin McDaniel could threaten all pending and future litigation in the state, McDaniel said on Thursday. Earlier this month, the state's high court tossed a $1.2 billion judgment against Johnson & Johnson in a Medicaid fraud case involving the drug Risperdal. With the court's ruling, McDaniel suggested that lawyers must now research original acts and legislative intent versus reading what is in the published legal code. Quote, "They now create in every case in Arkansas the potential risk of malpractice for lawyers because they say you can no longer trust what's printed in the law books," McDaniel said. A new report from Walmart reveals that the retailer spent $439 million in legal fees and other costs in the past 2 years associated with investigations of alleged violations of the U.S. Foreign Corruption Practices Act. Last year, Walmart spent $282 million on legal dealings, on top of the $157 million in costs in 2012. That was the year the probe in Mexico began and was expanded to India, China, and Brazil. PAM Transportation posted a healthy $1.36 million first quarter profit on smaller revenues of $97 million. 1 year ago, the Taneytown-based trucking firm showed a $456,000 net loss on revenue of more than $99 million. Deltic Timber saw its first quarter earnings slide from a year ago as rough winter weather slowed business conditions. On the flip side, Deltic saw revenues grow, made a strategic land investment, and noted improving real estate conditions in its different segments. For the quarter ended March 31st, Deltic Timber posted net income of $4.9 million. Dr. Robin Bowen was on Tuesday unanimously elected the new president of Arkansas Tech University, making her not only the first female to lead Arkansas Tech, but also the first female to lead a public four-year university in Arkansas. Bowen, a Missouri native, is now serving as vice president at Fitchburg State University in Massachusetts. And finally, Pulaski County Circuit Judge Tim Fox struck down the state's voter ID law, Act 595 of 2013, late Thursday, declaring the controversial measure unconstitutional because it adds an additional requirement for voters to meet to cast their ballots. Fox's ruling also declared the regulations set forth by the State Board of Election Commissioners related to the law void and unenforceable. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics Update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.